Time now 8:49. We're still following an emergency triple team traffic situation. Here again is Andy Farnsworth.
Yeah, we still have really huge delays on southbound I-15 going in from Roy down to Clearfield. Actually, just got off the phone with a KSL traffic trooper who wishes that they hadn't got on the freeway. So take 1900 West as your alternate route and then get back on the freeway maybe at 700 South Clearfield. Now, you will see a little bit of southbound 15 delay in Layton in coming out of the construction zone where the crash was initially. But after that, you should stay pretty close to the speed limit all the rest of the way into Salt Lake City, Holly.
I-15 northbound Provo up to Lehigh is seeing good speeds. But once you reach the point, things slow down with heavy traffic northbound up to 90th South. The rest of I-15, both north and southbound through Salt Lake, look good. Eric?
215 belt routes now looking good in all directions. So we do have the traffic problem as far as the intersection lights are out on California Avenue just underneath the 215 West belt. If you're heading through the mountains right now, I-80 from Park City all the way into the valley is at good speeds, no accidents or delays. You may not need a new transmission. AAMCO can run their free check. It might only be the sensor. They are gaining customers for life. Use someone you can trust. Go AAMCO. AAMCO. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.